give you the injuries. Nate Allen, these are the guys that will not play. Nate Allen, Jason Babin, Riley Cooper, Casey Matthews. Nate has a slight hamstring spasm, so we're working it out, and I'm going to just hold him out of this game. Mike Kafka, he got a little work in today. So really, those are the primary ones. The way we're going to work the game is the starters. I'll hold out Jason Avant. I'm going to hold him out. So there are a couple guys like that that will keep on the sideline. The rest of the guys are going to play, and it all varies. But going to start the young quarterback. Foles will go a quarter, and then Trent will take three quarters. And right now, Kafka's not going to go. I'm going to hold him out unless something drastically changes here. So, but as of right now, I'm going to hold him out of the game. Time's yours.
Andy, what does that say about Kafka's situation right now as he's kind of fighting for a job here that he's not going to get time?
Well, I've got enough time with him to be able to make that evaluation. So the main thing for him right now is that it's tender right now. So he took some snaps yesterday, and he could feel them. And it's just best that we hold him out.
Andy, what is the difference in the type of vest that Vic is wearing now compared to what he was wearing?
Well, it's a Kevlar vest. So, I mean, it's the latest, greatest. And, it's supposedly the best. So that's what I can tell you. They're not quite as cumbersome as the other ones. Still protect you. He took a good shot. I mean, it wouldn't matter what he had on. He took a pretty good shot right there. So.
Is he Atagwe's going to play?
As of right now, yes, Atagwe will play.
And Havili?
Havili will not play.
Yeah. So he's your starting fullback?
Yeah, well, that's right. He's the number one fullback.
What do you hope to see out of the guys out there that do play? And, you know, a lot of these guys obviously fight.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great opportunity for these guys to show. They were told when they came here they were going to have an opportunity to play. And so, and put film out there. And if they make our team, more power to them. If they don't, it gives them an opportunity to catch on with somebody else. And that's what this is all about.
Atagwe's a bet, obviously. He hasn't played two games probably. Is he going to go longer than what typically would?
Now, I'm going to just see. I don't want any setbacks with him. I want him to get out, though, and have an opportunity to show.
Demetrius Bell going to stretch it out at left tackle?
He'll be a left tackle, yeah. We've got, I mean, you know, that whole group's going to have an opportunity to play there. So.
Cox and Landry.
Was that?
Are you going to hold back Cox and Landry?
Yes.
What about the rest of the defensive line rotation? I mean, guys who normally play.
The starters are going to be held out. I mean, that's what I can tell you. So Dixon will have an opportunity, and Thornton will have an opportunity. They're going to rotate, so they're all going to get in there and have a little rotation going. And
how about Tapp? Is Tapp playing
or not? Tapp will not play, no.
Jordan, he's a starter, but he hasn't seen one.
Jordan, I'm going to give a couple series to, unless a long one goes longer than what I think. So, right? So we'll give him a little bit of work.
Joselio not going to play?
Joselio will not play. Right.
Is Nick Foles the number one backup at this point?
He's in that position right now, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Andy, how tough is it to evaluate the backup quarterback position behind Foles and Vic because Kafka's only had nine snaps this preseason?
I know him well enough, I think, to be able to make that evaluation. So, we'll give Trent an opportunity to play and hold Mike out. Just not because I have all the information. That's not what I'm saying there. I don't want to hurt him. I don't want him to be injured there.
Andy, when it comes to formulating this final roster, because of the competition level, do you have a lot of hard decisions to make or a few hard decisions?
Well, I think there are going to be some tough decisions. I think we've got some competition in spots that won't be easy. So that's a good thing, though. That's not a bad thing. And we tell the players when they come here, you make it as hard as you possibly can on Howie night to make that final cut. I mean, you come out and give it every snap, every opportunity you have, you take full advantage of it, make it your best snap.
Just clarify real quick. You said that Foles is the backup to Vic, and he's number two in the depth chart right now.
Yeah, right now that's what he is. I mean, he's the one that's going to play in the start the game. So.
That's assuming Kafka's not playing, right?
Well, yeah. You ask me right now. I'm just telling you. That's what it is. I can't get any clearer than that, right? Right now.
You've gotten heavy over the years. Some places you've gotten light at some positions. Have you ever made the mistake of cutting a guy who was a better player just because you wanted to make sure you were covered in a certain position? You know what I mean?
I missed a lot. I didn't hear that.
Do you want? I mean, if at all possible, you're going to keep the best guys, even if it means going heavy somewhere.
Yeah, that's normally what we do. You want to keep the best players. Now, listen, you got to balance that out. I mean, there's a whole lot of balancing that goes on there. But you, in theory, yeah, that's what you want to do.
How active are the trade phones, I guess, this time of year?
Yeah, very active. I mean, people are always constantly on the phone. So it's that's how it works.
So, look at Jason Peters. He's not on IR. Is there still a chance he could play later this season?
Yeah, there's a chance. I would tell you it's probably slim, but there's a chance, yeah.
Ben? You look at a guy like Jaquan Jarrett. I mean, is this a big game for him tomorrow night? Or
yeah, some of these young guys, I think every opportunity they get, that's big for them. Listen, it's competition. So you get in there and you seize the moment and enjoy the opportunity and do the best you possibly can do. So Jaquan, he's one of the young guys that has an opportunity to play, and he'll get a lot of snaps and go take full advantage of that.
Can you compare the talent level of this roster to some of your really good teams?
Yeah, well, listen, I want to see us go through the season, but I would tell you that it's there are going to be some tough decisions. That means the quality's up and talent's up. I tell you, I think Howie's done a phenomenal job, he and his guys, of bringing people in here, both the pro and the college department, and creating this intense competition at some spots here that is healthy. It's good for your football team. So I would tell you the talent's there, right? We just got to make sure we play as a football team. That's the important thing.
Hey guys, what brought Vermeule out today?
You know what? He's been in and out of town, so he wanted to sneak out for a day. He was talking about coming up to Lehigh a little bit there, but he had to do some business, and so he came out today. He picked a pretty nice day to come out. Love having him out here. All-time great, boy.
Are you guys exploring trade options at quarterback, given the fact that you have four good ones?
You know, we're looking. The phones are ringing, so everybody's talking all the time here. That's the best way I can put it. So every position, you're talking about things. That's just how it works right now. But to pick a specific position, I can't do that. But I mean, just know that there are calls that are being made and calls taken. Yeah.
Can you talk about Westbrook retiring as an Eagle?
Yeah. Well, tomorrow that's going to take place, and I mean, I think everybody knows what I think of him. I think the world of the guy, and one of the smartest players I've ever coached. He's just phenomenal mind on him. Tribute to that university up there, Villanova, boy, right? Great school, and he. So. We got a lot of special ones here.
Was he the prototype? You know, for your version of that West Coast offense.
Yeah. Well, listen, we've been blessed with some good running backs, and I'd put him up against anybody. He's a great runner, great blocker, great. Route runner and catcher, and you could move them all over the place. He had the aptitude where he could, and capacity where you could take them, put them anywhere you needed to put them. You weren't going to run out of gigabytes with Brian Westbrook.
Okay.